Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing this great evening on Sunday, July 21st, a rainy day here in the ATL, but that's all right. We all need a little water sometime, all the time. Praise the Lord. Co-host Minister Derek Tuggle is on the, is he in the house? Minister? Well, he's not here right now. He hasn't came in yet, but that's all right. Right now, we want to let everybody know we have a great show here today on this episode of Gospel Vibes. We are going to be speaking about conquering guilt and grief, which a lot of us are, you know, going through right now. A lot of us are hurting. We have bad times right now. And we have damaged emotions out there. People are hurting. They need help. They need prayer. They need to know who to turn to. And we would like everybody who has been going through this situation to be tuned in today, because we're going to have a treat. We got some good people that's going to be on our program this evening. We have on our menu Pat Fedina, a great author, up and coming. I'm telling you, she is going to bless your soul today. We have a gospel recording artist, Joseph Wheeler, who's going to sing you under the table, on top of the table, on top of the church today. So I'll be glad for everyone to be joined in. But before we get started, for all of those out there that's hurting and have damaged emotions, we would like to pray for you or pray with you before our program begins. We have Minister D in the house.
Yes, sir.
Minister D, how
are you
today?
Yes. I'm doing all right, you know, just this, enjoying this rain, enjoying the rain. You know, every day can't be sunshine. There's going to be a little rain.
I'm telling you, this year been a lot of rain. I don't think it's rained this much since I've been in the ATL.
Well, enjoy.
But I'm enjoying it because it's not hot.
See, now, look at it like this. Would you want to walk out the door every day in the 90-plus, 100-degree weather?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not hot. I'm grateful. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. At all, because I know how hot it can get in Georgia.
See, you know, in life, they say it's going to be some sunshine and rain, some heartache and pain. So you got to be thankful for the rain just as well as for the sunshine.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Wait, let's go on. I want to pray for the hurting, because we got a lot of people. I've been talking to people all week that's been going through something, and I told them to tune in today, because the people that's going to be on today is going to uplift them and encourage them and give them some word and something to hold on to. So right now, I want to just pray for all damaged emotions and for healing in Jesus' name. Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we come to you with a feeling of shame and emotional hurt. But we confess our transgressions to you continually, unfolding the path till all is told. You are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You are our hiding place, and you, Lord, preserve us from trouble. You surround us with songs or shouts of deliverance. We have chosen a life, and a chosen life it is. And according to your word, you saw us while we were being formed in our mother's womb. And on the authority of your word, we were wonderfully made. Now we are your handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus. Father, you have delivered us from the spirit of fear. We shall not be ashamed, neither shall we be confounded or depressed. You gave us beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. We speak out in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, offering praise with our voice and making melodies with all our hearts to the Lord. Just as David did, we encourage ourselves in the Lord. We believe in God who raised Jesus from the dead, who was betrayed and put to death because of our misdeeds and was raised to secure our acquittal, absolving us from all guilt before God. Father, you anointed Jesus and sent him to bind up and heal the brokenhearted and liberate us from the shame and use of our imperfections of our caretakers. In the name of Jesus, we choose to forgive all who have wronged us in any way, and you will not leave us without support. As we complete this forgiveness process, we take comfort and encourage and confidently say that you are our helper, Father. Our spirit is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner parts of our being, and the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Lord, we thank you. This hope will never disappoint, delude, or shame us, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given unto us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I needed that for myself today. Praise the Lord. We have in our midst today a young lady that I've been knowing for a long time, and she will let you know just who she is. But she has written a book called No Time to Grieve. Give me my flowers while I yet live. Now, see, I've gotten flowers while I've been living now. You need to know that certain time, just when to give them flowers. I'm telling you, while you're living, don't wait till I'm dead to pack all these flowers on top of my grave. I want them while I'm living. What about you?
Hey, look. Give it to me while I am yet here. So once I'm gone, I can't see or hear nothing. So give me my Rolls Royce. Give me my Rolls Royce. I mean my flowers. While I'm here.
Your Rolls Royce. Your Rolls Royce. Your what?
My Rolls Royce.
Your Rolls Royce.
Give my Rolls Royce while I'm here.
I give you two R's. It stands for Rolls Royce. Just remember that up front, so just in case you forget.
Rolls Royce.
This young lady comes all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. She's released this book that details the challenges that she has endured as she dealt with the loss of 9 family members, including her mother, grandmother, sister, brother, and all in a 9-year span. Her name is Pat Fadina. Pat Fadina has used her experiences to prepare and inspire others to give loved ones their flowers while they live. No Time to Grieve is a book about living and sharing with those you love while they are here to appreciate the gifts. Pat Fadina details some of the circumstances you will encounter, and she shows the reader how to effectively deal with them. No Time to Grieve, Give Me My Flowers While I Yet Live is a book that all families will benefit from. And it says that death is inevitable, but so is living. So right now, to introduce to some and present
she know I'm doing
others,
something different. Just
we have Pat Fadina.
If you do this, she already knows.
Pasadena, are you on the line?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Globy, suspense.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Pasadena?
Yeah, the internet feed is not coming through. The internet feed is not coming through.
Okay, are you on the phone? Is Pasadena available?
I'm listening online, and I'm not getting the
okay,
sound
just hold
from
on.
The program.
Just hold. Okay, well, just hold, please.
Mm-hmm.
Right quick, we're going to play one of our songs from a young lady that had come on our show while we're waiting for Pasadena to come in. And her name is Lisa McLeod.
Happy.
We are having some technical difficulties today. I don't know if it has to do with the rain. Some people are having problems tuning in and coming in. So just hold on. Total exposure. Hello. Praise Siesta by Lisa McCormick. That was Praise Siesta. And right now we have Pat Padina on the line. Sister Padina?
Hello. How are you today?
How are you?
I'm blessed.
We're having
the
a little few technical
so busy,
difficulties
but I'm,
here.
Yeah, well, I'm okay.
Okay. We're having a few technical difficulties, and make sure you can hear. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. We've explained to the listeners just who you are and the book that you have written, No Time to Grieve, Give Me My Flowers While I Yet Live. We would like you to let them know what inspired you to write the book, even though I have given them a little rundown, but we want you to tell us.
9 members of my family from 2003 to 2011, and I also take care of my 92-year-old father-in-law, which I took him in after the death of my sister-in-law, who was number 8 in my book, from the day after Mother's Day of May of 2011. You know, God is just so good. We have to take all the negative things that happen to us, all the bad things that happen, all the tragedy, and we have to find the good in it, because God will put us down to our knees so that we can come back up and people will see how glorious He is. And I am feel
yes.
so blessed that He is using me. Me, little old me.
Well, He has done a wonderful job. Anyone that is grieving and have been going through the spirit of grief would appreciate the things that you have brought to the forefront in your book. And, I mean, I know what it is to grieve, and I didn't have anybody to actually console me in a way or with words. You know, it just was so much heaviness on me. So I know that how it feels, and I can imagine when in a 9-year span that you're having death back to back to back. I mean, that's like an overload in the spirit.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yes, I hear you now. Like I said, you know, the devil is so busy, but we're not going to even give him the satisfaction of today. Yeah, amen?
Amen.
Amen,
honey.
You know, I find myself every day talking to people. You know, I go into the stores. I go anywhere. Anywhere I go, I find myself talking, and now I can truthfully and really say that I'm ministering to people, because God is just, like I said, He's just using me, and I feel so happy, and I'm just so, just so blessed that He's using me. You know, people, you know, it's just that we need this, you know, and I understand it, and this is why I feel like I've been called to do. I find myself assisting families where they have a parent that is under hospice care, and they call me in, and that's, you know, just to be able to do that. It's just such a blessing, and it's given me so much strength that I just cannot
right.
understand it. But He got so.
See, He took what God took what the devil meant for bad, and He's now using it for good. Because through your grief, you've gotten up all this strength through the Holy Spirit to be able
Amen.
To reach back and pull some of those people that's going through hurt and grief and sorrow and guilt and all of these different things, they all kind of bind up into one. I mean, because even a spirit of guilt can lead you to grieve, because you continue, you're grieving over what you've done, and you don't know how to fix it. So that spirit of grief just overtakes you. And I understand what you're saying, and I know that's something just makes you feel so good that you have the strength to, out of all the crying, all of the screaming, all of the when you go into depression or oppression, all of those things that you have felt through all of this, just to think what God has, Jesus has felt all those things, and yet He still reigns in victory, sitting on the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Question.
Amen.
There's nothing that can be done.
So they're dealing with your deaths from 2003 to 2011.
That's correct. Yes.
When did you decide, at what point did you decide, okay, or when did the Lord give it to you, say, okay, I'm going to use this as a testimony to help heal others who are going through some of these same things?
Well, what happened last year, actually, in around January, I was in my house and I just threw my hands up towards the ceiling, and I said, God, where do I start? And the next day I woke up with the title of my book, No Time to Grieve.
Mm.
And the more that we look with the publisher, the way I met the publisher, the way I met just the people that I'm meeting on this journey is just so amazing. And looking at the book cover, I kept going to the flowers. And the flowers led me to the title.
Wow.
Give me my flowers while I yet live.
So it's safe to say, and I'm quite sure you can agree with me when I say this, isn't it great to be walking in your purpose?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, oh my God, I can't even explain it. Sometimes I just cry, and now these cries, it's a joy. It's such a joy to be able to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it's just such a joy to be able to turn someone around or just give them the comfort that I didn't have at that time, you know. So, you know, sometimes you have to walk through the fire in order to be able to tell somebody or to help somebody, you know. It's not nothing like something you read or something you heard, but to actually have been through it. Oh, my God, it's awesome.
Oh, you've been to the university, babe. You've been to a university. You deal with the doctors in the hospitals, but you didn't have to go to college to get this degree. You've been through it all.
Globy, don't steal my line, because it just burns. Don't steal my line. See, really what it is, you got to walk through the fire to walk through your purpose. Don't steal that,
brother. Amen. Okay, now, okay. Okay, yes.
And what you know about it, tell it. Well, I'm telling you, this is going to be a great book. And that's why I want people that have been going through, to been listening in on this. I've tried to let everybody know about it, because I need them to go out and get this book so they can be revived and uplifted through spiritual growth with this book. And we need you to tell them, you know, how they can contact you, where they can purchase the book, you know. Run it to them. Let them know what the deal is.
Okay, I have a site, and the site is Life with Faith. That's Life with Faith.
Mm-hmm. And they can get all the information that they need.
All the information.
www.lifewithfaith.com.
That's correct. There's also 10 pages of the book on that site that they can read also.
Oh, that's good. Now, that's a blessing, because you don't get, you know, a lot of times you don't get it right up front, but you could tell God has something to do with that, because it gives you a little taste of what you're getting ready to get before you
Amen.
Actually get the whole book. And then they'll be hungry and thirsty for the rest of it. I'm telling you. Well, we enjoy having you on our program.
Thank you.
You have
so
anything
much,
else you would like to share with us?
Oh, yes. I'd like them to also go to Care Managers of South Florida. That's caremanagersofsouthflorida.com. Actually, after the book came the business, and this is a business to support families and make sure that the elderly have what they need to live a quality life. And, again, I want to thank you guys
good.
For having me on the show. Bless you all.
Yes.
Bless you. We sure appreciate you coming, because I tell you, that is a blessing for them to be able to go to that website for people, and you help the seniors and just anybody that's grieving and anyone else besides just the seniors. Is just anyone that can go on there and get help?
That's correct. It's safe for the grieving and someone that's going through the process, even after the process. The Care Managers of South Florida is to help people to get what they need to live a quality life, This, what it mm-hmm. Is give me my flowers while I yet live. So let's take care of each other while they're living.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Pat Fadina, for being on our program. And we love you. Thank you so much for being
Keep
here.
Praying for me.
We will.
You
thank
will.
You,
oh, we know we will. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen.
We have a caller that called in, that's calling in regards, I don't know if it's regards to your book. Hello, this is Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Hello.
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 Hello. Yes, Globy.
This is Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Yes, Globy.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Globy?
Yes, we
yes,
can.
We
Go
can.
Ahead.
Hey, this is Suspense calling out of Indiana, and I wanted to give you a call. How are you guys doing, first of all, with your amazing program? I'm glad you guys are just broadcasting live, and I love it. I just listened to the sister that wrote the book, and just much praise to her and her walk and her talk and her, you know, her stumbling blocks and stepping stones and the way she's healing through the process. How are y'all doing today there on Glory Vibes? What's up with that, Glory Vibes?
All right, gospel vibes. We got a little of this and a little of that, but we got it
well,
all.
You know what?
Right?
I tell you one thing, Globy. I'm going to just speak to your listeners. What I want to say to you is more candid than maybe some of the callers will ever speak from, because I had a chance to know of you personally. And if you don't mind, I'd like to expound upon that for the listening audiences. My name is Spencer Marquise, and I had an opportunity to meet Globy Pope and her husband, Paul. He's become my big brother. She's become my big sister. And I met them at a critical point in my life 3 years ago. Well, several years ago, actually, but I lost my mom 3 years ago. And that was the most defining pain that I've ever felt in my whole life. That was the most confusion that I've ever felt. And for the brothers and sisters out there who have lost their moms or lost their fathers even, it doesn't denote the ethnicity as far as speaking to people in general, but Globy and Paul have been that magnifying force for me spiritually. They have been that force for me that, you know, when I would cry, I would listen to Globy's songs in their basement. I would listen to their songs in their studio, her song, More Than Yesterday. And that was a song that I've carried with me to this day. And, Globy, I just want to say this to you. We still got a good connection?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, because I knew you had some technical difficulty earlier, and I understand that. But, you know, I just want everybody to know this. You know, when I speak about Globy, I never told Globy I was going to even call the show. I decided to call. But Globy is such an amazing person. The person, your co-host on there with you. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. You guys are reaching out to people, and you're changing lives. And that's what it's about. And Globy, I can't thank you enough. And Paul knows as well. Globy, not only are you an evangelist, not only are you a songwriter, not only are you just amazingly talented and gifted by God, but you know what? You helped my spirit to heal in regards to my mom passing away, and you, the way you comforted me and the way you and Paul were in my life. And I don't want it to sound like I'm just repeating myself, but I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. I wanted to call today because you know what? I'm excited today, Globy. I'm not the same person you probably met from the last time I left Atlanta to move back to Indiana since I've been here. But you know what, Globy? You've encouraged me. You and Paul have encouraged me to get it together, to work through that storm, to work through that process,
and not
let the devil get me down on anything. And I remember the song you wrote called "Take It Back." Yeah, it meant so much to me just the other day what "Take It Back" means. And you were like, and I don't know why you said 3 years. What was so prolific, Globy, about it all is that you said, "Take back everything that the devil took from you 3 years ago."
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, wow. I'm like, wow. And I'm like, he took the only thing I could think about, no material things. The only thing I could think about is that my mom was taken. And Globy, I have experienced some triumphs, some trials, and tribulations that are unprecedented. And I tell you, Globy, only because of the grace of God on my life, and only because of people like you and my brother Paul. You guys nursed me back, nurtured me back. And sometimes I didn't even want to call you guys at my weakest points because I knew you would tell me how to get strong again. And I didn't want to get strong again. You know what I mean? But a lot of us don't have to know. Sometimes we don't want to get strong again. Sometimes we want to have the pity party, and we want to invite more demons to the dance. It sounds crazy, but... Globy, I'm gonna finish by saying that I can be a conversational kidnapper. I can kidnap a conversation, yeah. And you won't get it back.
Yes, yeah, but we are grateful. I am totally grateful that you called in. You have really uplifted my spirit today, and even at a time when we are talking about grieving and guilt and stuff like that, you have kind of put the icing on the cake with that. And And even though you have gotten the strength to go continue on and do what God has told you to do, that is the greatest thing ever. And just for that, I would like to send you a copy of No Time to Grieve just on behalf of Pasadena. I'm going to do that because when you feel yourself getting weaker, read that book and get some strength. We ain't around. Get some strength through Christ and through the book. And we hope everything goes great, continue to go great for you.
I thank you so much. I thank you so much. And I'll be looking forward to talking to you soon, you and your co-host and your families, individually and collectively. May you guys continue to pick up more listeners on your radio program. And all the listeners out there, if you're encouraged by the program and you're inspired by the program, don't just let it just land on deaf ears. Tell somebody about it. Encourage a young man, encourage a young woman, you know, to become part of the program, part of the ministry. Because Globy and our co-host, the guys hosting this thing together, it is primordial. That's a vocabulary word for everybody out there. Primordial is what your show is, Globy. Primordial. P-R-I-M-O-R-D-I-A-L. Primordial. Look it up. And then when
could
you look
you
it up.
That word to me because I don't know that.
It is looking
in
the lexicon. Look it up. Well, we tell your listeners to look it up in their lexicons. It sounds like a $2,000 word, but it's more spiritual than anything else because from the beginning, from the infancy, which is the origin of, primordial is like the pre. The suffix is pre. The prefix, I should say, is pre. The beginning of existence of itself. So primordial is P-R-I-M-O-R-D-I-A-L. And your listeners will become, really, really embraced by that word. So anyway, primordial is what your show is.
Okay, wonderful. That's a good word. You got that Minister D. Did you get that in your book? I don't know if he heard me or not. We have some technical. It's
stormy
here.
Let me get off of this line. I'm going to continue to listen to your program, Globy, and I wish you the absolute best, my sister.
But we love you. Thank you so much, Suspense.
He doesn't preach for the day. He doesn't preach. I'm quite sure he got on the preacher right now. He doesn't preach for the day.
I'm running like Jonah did for Nineveh. I'm running like Jonah. Y'all better catch me. Only my brother Paul and Globy can catch me. I'm running so fast from the calling, and I'm trying not to run. And next time I run, I want to run from where I'm at to Atlanta. I'm needing that spiritual food,
right,
you got.
That's good. Okay. Well, one thing
I'm bringing somebody with me, though.
Okay.
That's
what
I need.
All right, well, you know what, I'm going to go. I know y'all got other callers wanting to call in with all due respect for them.
We got to go, but one thing we know, you have made it through, and you're more than a conqueror now, and that is what we get ready to play by Claudia Nelson today. Have a blessed one. We love you, Suspense.
Thank you.
Father, I need more of you. Oh. reality, and darkness seems to hide your light, just cry out to the Lord, and He will answer you. Cry out. Cry out. My God, He's able. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hold on. Hold on.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. More than a conqueror by Claudia Nelson.
We are overcomers.
I'm telling you, oh my goodness, if you got the strength to hold on through every obstacle and every trial and tribulation, including guilt, including grief, including sorrow, including hurt, you can press through that through the Christ Jesus. You will become more than a conqueror. Oh, my goodness, that's also a beautiful song, man. That's a beautiful song. Well, we have also that's going to be joining us today. His name is Joseph Wheeler, and I would like to say a few things about him before he comes into the studio. I met him at, singing at different venues. I would always see him on the program. And the man is a phenomenal music writer. The last time I was on a show with him was in Alabama. And I happened to turn around and see him. And I'm telling you, we were on the streets. This is what you call street ministry, when you're out on the street and, you know, you get a chance for somebody to maybe throw a bottle at you or whatever. But the anointing was so heavy around us. It's like God just had this covering around all of us out there. And I'm telling you, the God showed up and showed out. And nobody throwing the bottles. They didn't try to shoot us or none of that. I mean, they started coming in, you know, coming from all on the sidewalks and everywhere. And I was like, wow, look at this. Look at God. I'm telling you, he's very anointed. And a good and one of the fewest writers that I've been around here and been able to be in contact with. But I tell you, he has put a new CD out, and he's going to be presenting it today. So I want you all to sit back. Also, our first guest, Pat Fedina, is going to be giving away three books. She's giving away one, and she's going to give away two more. So anyone else that feel they may need this book, that's going through some trials and tribulations with grief or guilt, just give us a call here at 347-677-0645, and we'll see if we can get your information to get that book to you
I want one.
As soon as possible.
I want one.
You grieving? You guilty. I know you're guilty. I know you need that one.
I'm almost offended. Suddenly offended.
Are you guilty? I know you're guilty. Well, why are we waiting on that? You're feeling it. You're feeling hurt.
Yes. I need a book.
Well, I tell you what. You need a what?
I need a book.
Okay, I got you.
But,
I got you. I have
okay.
you. Okay?
Okay.
In spite of yourself. So you know what I'm finna do, right? In spite of yourself.
That sounds like that sentence, fella.
I got to break it down. I got, in spite of me, God has blessed me to be grief-free.
James Finley.
All right, James Finley.
Where would I be without your grace? Where would I be without your mercy? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me in spite of me, how you love me in spite of me. Where would I be without forgiveness? Where would I be without your spirit? Lord, I can't see how you still love me, how you love me in spite of me, how you love me in spite of me, yeah.
In spite of me, Lord.
Show me that you love
show me.
Joseph Wheeler.
Yes, Joseph Wheeler.
How are you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
We are blessed and highly favored. We were waiting on you. We are
so
glad
you
were able to join us. We are glad you were able to join us. Mr. Wheeler, our time is going to be a little cut short, but we would like for you to let us know. We know you got a new CD that's coming out. Or is it already out?
Yeah. It's out.
It's already out. It's already out. And could you explain to our listeners how did you come about, you know, starting on this new project and the name of the CD that's out right now?
Well, it's been at least 2 years in the making, and we were able to meet some very wonderful people, wonderful musicians. Of course, I'm the executive producer, but we had some other producers to work with us, Christopher Lewis, the owner of the studio, Melvin Pierce, and some of the fine musicians got together with me. And these are songs that the Lord laid on my heart, and we were able to put them down. And so far, people are showing a lot of love.
Great.
That's awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. I explained to our listeners a little bit about you before, you know, you came on the air. Minister, do you have anything? Well, I want to play one of his, try to get a couple of songs in before we come off the air so that people can get a taste of what Joseph Wheeler is all about for those that don't know him. Those that do know him, you know, just how he brings it. So we would like for them to check him out. Minister D.
So I have one question. See, we have a running joke here on the show. So my question is, when did you first start singing?
Well, I started when I was about 4 or 5. I heard my mother singing around the house, and she kept perfect notes, you know, when she would sing. And although she was very shy and would never sing in front of anyone else, but I used to love to hear my mother sing, and I started copying off her and, you know, and everybody that I heard on the radio. But I think my music training comes from my mother, and so around about 4 or 5 years old.
Well, that's good. Most people say, well, at the age of 3, and we always laugh, but it's just a little joke he wanted to throw out there. You gotta know him to, you know, you just don't know Minister D. He's something else.
Well, I tell you, I'm 54, so I heard Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson when I was a little boy, you know, and then of course I heard Mahalia Jackson, who was one of my favorite gospel singers, and my uncle James Carter, who sang with the Pearly Gates. These were my early influences, and so I you can kind of hear that in my music.
Man, that's
okay.
Down
which
home.
One to,
school
which
right
one
there.
You want us to break out with? Which one you want us to break out? We got
to
break
Jesus
out. Is, time is
All to Jesus seemed to be a favorite in One Step, the reggae, but All to Jesus that ministers to me and I guess to many others.
Okay.
Well,
all right, here's All to Jesus.
Let's
Joseph Wheeler, y'all. Let's run it.
Oh,
About the grief and hurting on the show today, and our time is kind of cut a little short, but we would like to go out with another one of your songs because we're getting ready to close our show. If
okay.
you the reggae song that I heard is that a One Step of Love's Calling?
One
I
Step.
Can remember.
One Step.
One.
It's,
I think that's
yeah,
awesome. I did reggae for years and years and years, so I'm a reggae fan. But we're gonna take the show out with One Step. And
well, thank you.
Go,
and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I appreciate you being on our program, and we would like to also remind the listeners that Pat Fedina, who was on earlier, is giving away three books. Two books have been is already gone, and we have one more book which we want to give to try to get to Trayvon Martin's mom.
Okay.
Minister D had a little something to say in regards to that, but do you want to bring that forward, Minister D? Just a little bit on that.
Just real quickly, I was reading that, many singers, musicians, and artists have come forward and said that they're going to be boycotted in Florida until they remove the Stand Your Grounds laws. I mean, Stevie Wonder, mm-hmm. Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, a bunch of, R&B and rock and pop artists. But what blessed my soul was to find out that Mary Mary joined on, too, and saying, look, we're not going to go and perform and of that sort in Florida until things change. And I was glad that it was going on.
Well, I think that's a very bright idea, and I also think the boycott against the oranges, which is one of Florida's biggest industries, should go into effect as well. If I pray that the NAACP would consider it. I'm a life member of the NAACP, former president. And I'm very concerned about this law because it's not fair, and it's very adverse to the black community.
But it goes to show.
Well,
if you want change, you got to do one. You got to do two things. You got to vote and hit them in the pocket.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Dr. King showed us
that
many years ago. Dr. King showed us how important economics is.
So. But that's another that. Let's hit it.
If you're out there and you're searching,
we're gonna have to roll it.
Trying to find some peace of mind. Reflections of your past. Are haunting you and you wanna leave them all behind. Well, if you take one step, God will take two. If you draw closer to Him, He will draw closer.